Time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
A World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Famer is dead.
He's not the first one that's been hurt. He's not going to be the last one. But he's the first one at Johnny Valiant and Brutus Beefcake hurt since we've been here. So there.
That's Luscious Johnny Valiant from a 1985 interview. He was struck by a car yesterday in Ross Township, Pennsylvania, while out taking a walk. The former professional wrestler, whose real name was Thomas Sullivan, taken to Allegheny General Hospital, but he was pronounced dead a short time later. Weekly first-time jobless claims are way up. The Labor Department reporting this morning 242,000 Americans filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. Now, that's 24,000 more than the previous week's revised total, which had been the lowest in 45 years. Most economists had been expecting the numbers today to come in at about 230,000. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump is going to be in West Virginia this afternoon touting tax cuts. He's scheduled to host a roundtable discussion on tax reform in White Sulphur Springs, expected to argue that the tax cuts do increase job growth as well as higher wages. This after he signed the sweeping Republican tax bill in December. Back at the White House, the president's chief economic advisor is again trying to tamp down concerns about a trade war with China. Larry Kudlow saying this morning,
both countries have just proposed tariffs. There's nothing enacted.
Like White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders hinted at yesterday, Kudlow seems to be suggesting that the tariffs are just threats as of now and may not actually happen. A popular actor's not ruling out a run for president. He discusses it in an article in a popular long-running magazine.
It's a thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is on the cover of the latest Rolling Stone, and inside, he says he's flattered that people are excited that he might possibly run for the White House, but he says that popularity at this point is also likely a function of people being very unsatisfied with President Trump. However, Johnson goes on to say that he is entertaining the thought of a run. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's very special program, I'll be speaking with my in-studio guest, Jessica Weaver, who is a financial planner with Raymond James. Jessica is also the author of the book Strong Woman, Stronger Assets, and she specializes in helping women facing transition in their lives through the death of a spouse or divorce achieve financial control and independence. If you know of or are someone facing these situations, pay attention. Jessica has some great insight on making it work for you. It's Thursday, April 5th, 2018. I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business. Business. Every way I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small. And more importantly, we're going to talk about women and those in transition facing either a divorce or the death of a spouse and how to handle their finances. Brief check of the weather shows it's currently 38 degrees. Today, it'll be cloudy with rain developing later in the day, a high of 58 and a low of 39. For tomorrow, it'll have a little bit of rain in the day, possibly with some higher winds, and a high of 41, a low of 35. For Saturday, it'll be cloudy throughout the day, chance of some rain and snow later in the afternoon. And for Sunday, it'll be cloudy throughout the day with a high of 45 and a low of 28. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently on a rebound at 315.25 points, up to 24,579.58. The NASDAQ is up 58.54 to 7,100.65. S&P 500 up 23.89 to 2668.58. Oil is up 12 cents to $63.49 per barrel. Gold down $12.40 to $1,327.80 an ounce. Well, if you're listening to the program, there's a good chance that you are listening on a computer, on a mobile device or something. We'd ask that you also open up another browser and like the program, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot on Facebook. And that way you'll get updates throughout the week on things that are happening here on the program, special guests like the one we have today, and anything else that pertains to business during the course of the week. So we want to encourage you to follow us on the program and all the programs here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We start the program every week with our business quote of the week in honor of our guest, who is a huge basketball fan and player. I brought it from John Wooden. It's brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And John said, "Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do." Good words from legendary basketball coach John Wooden. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. So as I mentioned, we have a special guest in studio today, Jessica Weaver, who is a CFP, CDFA, and CFS. She's a wealth advisor with Foran Financial Group, Raymond James Financial Services, and focuses her work on women. Her passion is helping women going through a major life transition so they come out stronger and more independent than ever with their life and money. She's been an advisor with her father's firm for over 7 years, but during the past few years has transformed her work. She finds happiness and satisfaction from helping women improve their relationship with money. And Jess's mission is to help more women gain control, clarity, and confidence over their finances and the next chapter of their life. She accomplishes this by hosting events throughout the year for women, writing her blog every other week, and now with her new number one best-selling book, Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. Just celebrated the one-year anniversary of her blog, Not Your Father's Advisor, in July of 2017. So welcome to the program, Jess.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
We're glad to have you here. Jess and I met a few weeks ago at another author's event at the Somerset County Library. Walked up to her table. She graciously gave us a copy of her book, and it was an opportunity. As soon as she started talking, I said, "This is something that I think our listeners would be interested in," and so I wanted to bring her in. She accepted that, and I think you're going to learn a lot over the next hour. And I know I have learned a lot in reading her book. And I was telling her before the show how I had to put myself in the position of a woman who maybe going through a divorce or maybe has lost a spouse, and you don't normally think of the challenges associated with that, but definitely what she brings out in the book, it gets you thinking a little bit about what you should be doing not only now but in the future as well. So again, Jess, welcome. What made you become a financial advisor?
Well, my father has been doing it for over 35 years, so I grew up in the world. And I used to joke as a little girl that I wanted nothing to do with the stock market because, and you know, the listeners know, the stock market money, it causes a lot of emotion, a lot of fights, a lot of anger, and stress.
Right.
And I used to joke saying, I don't want the stock market to dictate how many birthday gifts I get, how many Christmas gifts I get. But then I started to see it in a different light as I grew up and seeing my father more as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I'm a big basketball fan. I was a player all through my life, and I used to think I wanted to be a basketball coach. So kind of switching the gears to coaching people with their money. And money, whether we like it or not, it affects every aspect of our life. And I thought that was pretty cool, to be honest. And when I started working with him after college, I started to see his relationship with his clients. And I would be in on the meetings, and they would say, your father helped us get our kids through college. Your father helped us keep our house when we lost our jobs during the financial crisis. Your father helped us get through a divorce. My favorite story is one of our oldest clients, my father went with her to see her divorce attorney. They left the office, and she asked, what did you think of him? And he goes, you should fire him. Why? He knew the ex-husband must have been hiding thousands and thousands, almost $1 million worth of stock options because of his title at his previous job. And yep, he was. And if she stuck with that advisor, she would have missed out on all of that. So seeing that type of relationship and how my father's been a part of not just their lives, but now their children's lives, their grandchildren's lives, really made me want to not only join his firm, but really stick it out with him.
Very good. What do you? Before we get into the topic of how you work with women, on a more general scale, this could apply to men or women.
Yes.
It seems to me, and I'm not picking on the millennial generation and everything, but the more young people I talk to up until the age of 35 are not preparing for retirement. They're not saving anything. Is this a trend that you see in your practice as well?
Yes. Millennials don't think there will be a retirement.
Okay.
They think they're going to keep working through. And when you start saying retirement to them, their eyes glaze over. They could care less.
Right. Because it's so far away.
It's so far away. It's not hitting what they actually want. And you might see, too, it's really a shift from material things to experiences.
Mm-hmm.
We see more and more kids, young adults, they quit their job to go travel for a year.
Okay.
They don't really care about the money aspect of it. They just want to be able to do things with their life. And I think a lot of it comes from the parents who have put so much into their careers, building this life for them and their children, and they have put off traveling, volunteering, doing a lot of these passion things, things that give them a lot of fulfillment, and they've been waiting until retirement to do them.
Right.
So the kids are going, why don't I do that stuff now
right.
and worry about the money later?
But and that's a dangerous thing in my book. You know, my wife and I had just gone through, she had taken an early retirement package from work. We went through with our financial advisor and gotten everything in place, and we were like, thank God we did what we did in our 20s. That will now allow us to enjoy our 60s, 70s, and hopefully 80s. But as I talk to the young people, it's all about, I'd rather have that extra $25 or $50 in my paycheck. So like you said, I can go out this weekend or something like that, rather than not seeing it now, but in 40 years it'll be there. And that kind of scares me. And it may play into a little bit about what you talk about in the book and with your client base, that not only are they not aware of what they have, but they haven't been planning for the crisis situation. So we got about 2 minutes before the first break. Who are the clients that you're typically working with?
So I love working with women. And it started when, now it's been about 8 years with my father. I would be in the meetings, and I would see the women. They wouldn't be asking questions. They wouldn't be very active in the conversation. And then sometimes they just wouldn't show up. They wouldn't be on the calls. And that's scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens if you get a divorce, you lose your husband, or maybe he's in a car accident and he's in the hospital for a few months. And now you have to deal with all of that, the stress, the grief, and figure out if you can stay in your home during that time. So I wanted to find a way to make money a topic that's very emotional, very stressful, more approachable for women in a way that they can understand it better. Because I read these financial articles and my eyes glaze over.
Right.
They can be very boring. They have all their financial jargon in them that people don't understand. And I wanted to find a way that is relatable to them,
mm-hmm.
that gets them more engaged and excited and open up more about their fears with money.
Good deal. And do you find that, you know, you said initially there may be some reluctance. Do you find that once they start working with you, they, not necessarily that they're going to become financial advisors, but they get engaged more? Or is it still, you handle it, Jess, and you know, just make sure that I'm okay.
I see both sides of it. But once women like to be very fully, they like to be educated
mm-hmm.
before they make any type of decision with their life. So getting that knowledge really gives them that confidence and comfort, knowing, okay, I am making the right decision for my life. So I think once they tiptoe into it, they really start getting the ball rolling and wanting to be more and more engaged and educated on the topic.
Good deal. All right, we got to come up on our first break here. You're listening to Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. My guest today is Jessica Weaver, a financial planner and also the author of the book Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. We'll get into the book and a little bit more on her plan for women that are either facing certain transitions in their life, be it divorce or death of a spouse, right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB. I'm Jim Gannot, your host, and with me today is Jessica Weaver, who is a financial planner at Raymond James down in Somerville, and also the author of the book Strong Woman, Stronger Assets, which I highly recommend that you pick up a copy of if you find yourself in the situation of a recent separation, divorce, or loss of spouse, so that you can kind of get a game plan together on how to handle your finances throughout that obviously very stressful scenario. So just we started talking earlier about the types of people you work with, what made you become a financial advisor. Was there something that happened in your life that made you want to work specifically with women going through this transition?
I think growing up playing basketball and being on that team, having that camaraderie is really nice. And it's really about finding your tribe, I call it, getting that support system in place. And you can do that. You're going through a divorce, coming up to retirement, even a career change. Having that support system, especially with women, because we do, we relate differently. Right. We have different types of relationships. But it's also a lot of women, family members, have gone through pretty, really bad divorces.
Okay.
And my grandmother especially, and you read about this in my book, and they're smart women. And yet they still get duped by their exes. Mm-hmm. My grandmother went to Cornell at the age of 16, had a great career. She had two TV shows. Her and her standard poodle, Claire and Coco, had a children's show for about 6 to 8 years, and then she had a woman's talk show. And this was back in the 60s and early 70s, so very smart woman. Her second marriage, though, she married a D.C. lawyer, and he had two mistresses. He was renting an apartment for one, putting another one through college. One had a Mercedes. Another one had a $5,000 handbag, which was incredible because he was so cheap with us,
right,
where we weren't getting any type of gifts, and splitting the bill for dinners, all that. He would even cheat when my brother and I would play him in poker. We were 4 and 6 years old, by the way. So he somehow, being a sneaky, sleazy type of lawyer, got my grandmother's houses in his name.
Mm-hmm.
He took out second loans on the houses, spent that money on the mistresses. And then my grandmother gets a call from the ER one night. "Does your husband do this normally?" the nurse said. She goes, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Well, he's in a nightgown with pink fingernails and toenails." And my grandmother goes, "What are you talking about?" And that's when it all started to unfold.
Right.
This whole other life he was living, spending my grandmother's hard-earned money. So it happens to smart, strong women, these things. So it's finding a way to protect yourself and having independence. Because when you let somebody else control your money, you're letting them control your life.
Right. So you've been a financial planner. You passed your exams. You're successful in that practice. What was the impetus or what prompted you to say, I should put this down in a book form and get it out there to the masses, which, again, the book is called Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. It's available on Amazon.com, and we'll have more information on the book and website later on in the program. But, again, so what was it that said, I need to write a book about this?
So I started writing a blog, Not Your Father's Advisor, mm-hmm, because that's how I introduce myself now. I'm kind of the anti-advisor advisor. I think very differently. Most advisors kind of work from the top down. You meet with them, they go through your investments, they maybe tell you to reallocate, make some changes. They might give you this financial plan, this fancy plan and a bound book. It looks so nice, but you don't really know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually isn't fixing your fears around money. It's not fixing your concerns around money. So I start from the bottom up.
Okay.
We need a solid foundation before we can actually get that plan in place. If there's water damage in your foundation, if there's cracks, what can you do? The plan isn't going to help you. It's not going to fix those.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really started me with the blog, is there was a problem with how typical advisors work. And it's not their fault. That's how the industry trains us. So the blog, Not Your Father's Advisor, started to pick up steam and popularity. And I started to see, go from a couple hundred views to thousands of views within a week. And I thought, there is a need here,
right,
especially for women. And women going through a transition, they tend to be overlooked. And then I started working with my own business coach, and I started to even think even more differently, more around the money mindset. What are our money beliefs and behaviors, and how are they affecting our future,
mm-hmm,
and our lives today? And then I got pregnant, and the next day I decided to write a book. My husband thought I was crazy. It took about 2 hours on the phone with my publisher to say, okay, no, you can do this. Good. And get it done before that big due date of my baby, my daughter being born. And I thought, I think getting pregnant was what really sealed the deal. What type of legacy can I then leave my daughter, mm-hmm, and my other children, my future hopeful,
yep,
children? And it's really, all 10 of them. And my dad will love that. But it's really, what kind of life am I leading? What kind of role model can I be to this little girl now?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the book was born.
Good deal. And the blog, Not Your Father's Advisor, that can be found on your website, which is jessicaweaver.com.
Yes.
And we want to make sure, I've spent a lot of time with Jessica without spending any time with Jessica. As I mentioned, I read the book. I've looked at the blog. Great information in there.
Thank you.
A lot of topics. And the best part is they're archived. So it's not like if you miss one, you, mm-hmm, can't go back. And like you said, start at the bottom, work your way up. So who would you say is the target audience for the book? Who is the book written for?
I have stories of women all throughout the book. And I think that's really important, because when you see other women who have gone through a tough time and came out of it and actually came out better, stronger, more independent than they ever thought possible, you feel encouraged, you feel inspired that I can do this too. So I have stories of women who are just starting out, with their career, maybe just starting a family, all the way to coming up to a divorce, on the other side of divorce, losing a spouse, retirement. So there's stories all throughout the book, because a lot of their fears are very similar. And it's really gaining that control over their money, which then gets them control over their life.
Mm-hmm.
When the money's taken care of, it's amazing how many doors will open up for you when you're not limited.
Right. And one of the things that we were talking about before the show was whether it be the loss of a spouse or a divorce, there is a bit of a grieving process that you're going to go through, the anger, before you get to the acceptance. And would you say, in dealing with your clients, that part of your coaching, your life coaching, et cetera, is to get them past that point so they can start thinking clearly about their finances? Or do you just have to keep working with them until they come to you and say, I'm ready?
I say give yourself at least a year before you make any major changes. We can get your financial house in order and get that taken care of, but don't decide, oh, I'm just going to sell my house right after something tragic happens.
Mm-hmm.
You need time to grieve. And even if you think you're past that point, you probably aren't. You might still be in shock. I have one widow. Her husband passed away tragically, and then she found out a bunch of other stuff. And she came to me a few months later and says, I'm ready. I'm going to do all this. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to move out of state. I said, let's take this time. We'll get the accounts all situated, get your money, your income all set. But don't make any big changes. A few months later, she comes into my office, and I said, what's going on with the house? She goes, I'm going to wait. I don't know what I want to do yet. I said, okay, good.
Good.
And it was actually then when she cried more than the first appointment. She was still in shock a few months after.
Mm-hmm.
It took her that amount of time just for it to actually sink in.
Yep.
And hit her. So give yourself time. It's okay.
And what I talk about with businesses when I'm coaching, you know, business owners, is there has to be what I call the pivot moment. You obviously know that from mm-hmm. basketball. Start
yeah,
in one direction, pivot, and go to another direction.
Yes.
And so would you say that there is a pivot moment for women as it comes to, from when they first meet with you mm-hmm. to – and not that you leave them. I mean, you're going to be with them hopefully for the long term. But do you ever get to the point where you say we have to reach that pivot moment when you're ready to make that change?
Yes, and I think it's that slow build,
mm-hmm.
right? Going through the grieving process, letting it all sink in. And once you start slowly taking control over your money, gaining clarity over it, getting educated on it, it builds that confidence. It's like a snowball that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So usually it is around that 1 to 2 year time frame when, okay, I'm ready to sell the house. I'm ready to downsize or whatever that next big move is in their mm-hmm. life. It is. It's a slow build up to it.
What about the attitude that's out there now that to get with a good financial planner, you have to have good finances. You have to be wealthy. You have to bring them this wheelbarrow full of cash and say, you know, make it bigger. Is that true in this case, or are you working with anybody to, not necessarily anybody, but, you know, are you working with people who aren't millionaires to begin with?
That's a great question, yeah. I work with people who are committed to change.
Okay.
If you are committed to your transformation because I want it for you, you need to want it as much as I do. Otherwise, we're not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two ways outside of just managing assets that I work with clients. I have a money makeover program, which is 3 months, 4 sessions to build that foundation, give you the education so it's not just you're opening an account and sending money in. Why am I opening that account? What type of things am I going to be doing? What is that money for? It's bridging the gap between saving money, maybe paying off debt, and then investing money. So I love starting people that way, and it gives them that solid, like I said, foundation so they can build their house on it and set themselves up for success. And I just started for women in the red zone. I don't know if you've heard about the red zone.
Not yet.
5 years coming up to retirement or newly retired. So women in that red zone, I've created the Strong Retirement Club membership. It's a one-year membership where we cover lifestyle, money, health, and estate planning in a community atmosphere. So we meet, we do webinars, so it's the education aspect of it, but more importantly, it's how do you implement that education and make it work for your life in particular. So for me, you don't need to even invest any money to get into my world and start working
mm-hmm.
with me.
Good deal. And it was funny when you mentioned that because a couple of weeks ago we had a guest on the program who specialized in elder care. And so many times I asked him the question, it seems like people worry about elder care when mom or dad suddenly find themselves sick. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can do pre that? And he said the ideal thing would be about 5 years before. Now, you can't gauge when they're going to fall or something like that, or take a turn for the worse. But he said this is a conversation that has to happen, at least 5 years before. And even, for your clients, as you get to that retirement zone, so to speak, definitely it's a definitely healthful club. Hopefully we'll have more time at the end to let people know how they can become a member of that. We're talking with Jessica Weaver. She's the author of Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. Her website is jessicaweaver.com. We're going to step away for a quick break. So if you want to bring up her website, check out her blog, which is called Not Your Father's Advisor. Feel free to do that and join us back here in about 2 minutes, where we have a lot more questions to talk to Jess about with her book, Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
National Guard troops being deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border as President Trump signs the authorization for that last night. He wants them to stay there until a wall gets built. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying it's also time that border security laws be tightened, something she says Democrats shouldn't have a problem with.
I never talk to a senator or congressman who doesn't tell me that they're in favor of border security. So now is the time to fix it. Let's get together and put forward a legislative proposal that can pass.
Nielsen speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. A tour bus bound for the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia this morning veers off Interstate 20, injuring 14 of the 18 people aboard. The 61-year-old tour bus driver has been charged with DUI. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. With me in studio today is Jessica Weaver, the author of Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. Good point. So I want to thank everybody who's watching, Galena and David, who are watching the live stream. Thanks for joining us, and all of everybody else who's been popping up in the window today. Glad you could join us here. Before we get going any further, how did you come up with the title and the concept? I like the as I read it, the title made more sense. Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. And it seemed like you're taking a person in a very vulnerable state and building them up, yes, into this strong woman. And obviously, you may be taking a woman who doesn't have either the financial knowledge or the whole picture knowledge of what does it take to run my house. And then you're building that up, too. So how did you come up with the concept and the title for the book?
So Strong Woman, Stronger Assets, it took me a while to figure out what to title this baby of mine. And women, we never think we're being strong. We never think we're being courageous. But we are. We really are. And I wanted to showcase that with all these stories of women who have gone through these tough times, these struggles, and they've come out even better people than they ever thought possible. And assets isn't more money. Because to me, more money isn't going to fix your money issues. And I've seen that with people I work with. They have credit card debt. They get an inheritance, so you think no more debt, right? Yet they find themselves in further debt. They get a job. They get more money. They still overspend. Mm-hmm. Assets is whatever you're working so hard for in your life. And my husband actually pointed this out to me when he was going through the book and reading it. He goes, yeah, you're right. Assets isn't just more money. It's getting that dream career that you want. It's having a secure and comfortable retirement. Or getting just control over your life so that you don't feel like you're failing yourself and your children anymore. And then I started to notice this trend where people would feel really bad about themselves when they would see their credit card debt at a new high or their bank accounts at a new low. They had very poor self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked in the opposite way. Okay, my bank account is growing. I feel pretty good, right? I'm handling this. So I said, why not switch the variables in that equation and make it the self-worth, making themselves feel better first, and then their behaviors will follow that. Because whatever we think is how we're going to act.
Right.
So if I think I'm going to be in credit card debt, I'm going to overspend. If I think I'm going to get in control of my money, well, you're going to make better money decisions. You're probably going to go for a promotion. You're going to get more confident with yourself. You'll get knowledgeable on investments and earn more money on your money. You'll just start making better decisions. And that's what I started to notice with the women I work with. Yeah, they might be in credit card debt. They're paying that off. They're getting raises at work. They're finding other ways to earn an income. They're making more money. They're saving more money, and their net worth goes up. So I thought, what a cool concept, combining your net worth with your self-worth.
Mm-hmm. You talked about let's go back up the book for 1 second. The person that's going to pick up this book, what can they expect from it? You know, is it, as we talked about earlier, the financial information, mm-hmm. the terms that we're not going to understand, we have to go find a thesaurus to figure out what some of these words mean. What can the reader expect? And understanding that when they get a book like this, they're there for a reason. It is that transitional period in their life. What can they expect from the read?
So I'm proud to say there's only one chapter on building a financial plan. And I included it because, to me, it is really important. It's so important to have that map for your life. So you're not wondering, am I doing the right decisions? What are my choices out there? And more importantly, what are the consequences of those choices? That relieves a lot of stress when you have that map, that guidance.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's really about building you back up, giving you that strength and that control. Like I said, I'm a bottom-up advisor. We need to figure out, what is your relationship with money? How did you grow up with money? Did your parents never talk about it? Were they very frugal and strict with money? How you grew up is usually how you're going to act
right.
later on in life. Or you rebel against it, one or the other. And also, what about if you're in a marriage, what does your spouse think of money? Are you on the same page?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not on the same page, you're going to start to resent each other one way or the other. And that's why a lot of money issues lead to divorce.
Right.
It's two spouses being on separate pages. So it's really getting clarity over, what is your relationship with money? What are your money beliefs and behaviors? And they might be putting your life on hold. They might be jeopardizing your future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just small tweaks that we can make shifts in. I call it a money mantra. Like, whatever we believe is how we're going to act. We need to rewrite your scripts, your stories.
Kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, exactly. And that's what's great. Whatever you grew up around in money, that's just a story.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to define you. You can rewrite it at any point in your life. You just have to make that commitment, that choice, and choose your life is worth living.
Right.
This is what you deserve.
And what I liked about the book was when you gave the case studies, if you will, of the individual women, there was something different about each one mm-hmm. that women can relate to. You know, it could be the divorce, it could be the death, it could be, you know, hidden accounts here and there and stuff like that. So there could be things everywhere, but it just seemed like there was something for every reader. And there's probably even more stories that you didn't have space for in the book. But that, you know, there should be a reason for them. And I like the way you also kept pace with people. Okay, you've made it to chapter 4. You know, let's mm-hmm. keep reading. You've made it to chapter 5. You know, and that way people say, well, you know, I'm still interested. You kept me going here. And, you know, it's a Good. Quick read. It was very easy to read. And again, I had to keep saying to myself, you know, you're not a married man with two kids and a business. Put yourself in the position of these women. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a great kind of like playbook, if you will, of how they can get control. And a lot of times it's taking that first step, making that first phone call. So there's several stories of women throughout the book. What would you say is the underlying theme with them?
The one thing I noticed when talking with these women, and it's women that I work with and also women that I don't work with that I just interviewed for the book, and I talked to about 50 women before to get their stories. The one thing is when they were telling me their stories, they would always say, oh, I was so weak. I was just in that survivor mode. I was barely keeping my head afloat.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in the story, and it's always my favorite part, is when the light bulb went off and they finally realized, wow, I really was strong. My husband up and left me and my three children. One was a baby. I had no job, no money, and he found another family. Yet, look at me now. I'm about to retire. Mm-hmm. I'm in a great relationship. I'm about to have a grandbaby. So it's amazing to see that them seeing themselves in a new light and being able to see, oh, wow, I really was strong. I really was did what I needed to do for my family. So for me, that is kind of the underlying theme.
Good deal. We talked about this in the last break, and I just want to go over it because it's something that it is in the book, but there are challenges with the financial. Every person's financial picture is complicated. Mm-hmm. And I remember I sat with a financial planner years ago. He took out a large sheet of white paper, and he said, okay, Jim, Carol, with two circles, Brandon, Colin. And then this thing went on into a Venn diagram like you would not believe of all the responsibilities that we had. Yeah. And part of that comes down to the importance about estate planning, trusts, and beneficiaries, and how you find yourself in this new situation, you know, your new normal, so to speak, but you may not make a certain change that could end up costing you a ton of money down the road. So can you speak to that about, you know, the need for sitting with someone like yourself, talking about estate planning, changing beneficiaries on everything, you know, from health coverage to wills and things like that, and how it has an impact on the overall picture?
It's so important. You need to. It's one of the first things we do is update your beneficiaries, especially if you just got divorced, because I'm pretty sure you don't want your ex-husband to get your assets if you pass away. Update your beneficiaries, your wills, your power of attorneys, mm-hmm. your living wills. Who's going to make that decision if you are in a coma and you need an emergency surgery? You don't want your ex-husband making that decision. You probably want somebody else to make those decisions. So updating those is so important. And in any relationship, any single person, it's so important to have an estate plan, because grief and money usually doesn't end well.
Right.
We have seen so many couples say, my children get along great. We don't need to have a will. We don't need to set it up. And then the children don't talk to each other anymore. And it's not always the children.
Right.
It could be the in-laws.
I've seen that in my own family where it's, yes. you know, people that you thought were, you know, loved each other tremendously, all of a sudden haven't spoken in 15 years,
yes.
you know, because, you know, they split hairs over who got what, you know, mm-hmm. and that's a horrible thing. So it's excellent advice as far as how you carry people through. And speaking of that, the process from first meeting all the way up through retirement, you know, how... Are you always just one phone call away, or is it, you know, is it, I'm going to take you this far and then you've got to go to someone else? How do you work with your clients?
We love working, and that's my favorite part of the job, is having these long-lasting relationships with clients and seeing how their lives are playing out. You know, they come to me just starting to save for retirement, or my father just saving for retirement, and now we're working with their children, grandchildren. We have four generations with some clients.
Wow.
Because we have the 529 plans for the great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Right, so you know, we are multi-generational family firm working with multi-generational families. We are there for the long haul. We want to be there when there's times to celebrate, when you need some extra help and guidance, or during mournful times.
Mm-hmm.
We are there for you. We are kind of that rock, that pillar, that you can come to us at any point.
Good deal. When a woman comes to you and they've just found out they're about to get a divorce, or worse, you know, spouse has died or something like that, what's the biggest challenge that they face when they end up in that position?
The biggest challenge is really picking up the phone and calling me. I had a woman in my divorce workshop a year ago. She just reached out to me. It was over a year ago. And she goes, you know, it finally clicked. There's never an ideal time to get a divorce.
Right.
I just need to move forward with my life. Otherwise, I'm being put on hold.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step usually is just a discovery call I do. And what's great about that is you don't have to prepare anything. You just have to be committed to talking with me and being open. And we really just want to find one thing. We want you to gain clarity over what you want for this next chapter of your life. What do you want it to be? And sometimes it's hard because when you go through a tough time, you feel pretty beat up.
Right.
You feel pretty low. And it's saying, what do you deserve? And it takes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little coaxing on my part. But as long as you're open to having that conversation, that is the first step. And it's that first step out of our comfort zone. Because everything we want, right, Jim, is outside of our comfort zone.
Absolutely.
But it's taking that step with a guided hand that helps give comfort instead of doing it blindly.
Very good. We're talking with Jessica Weaver. She's the author of the book Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. Her website is jessicaweaver.com, where you can find her blog, and I highly recommend that you do. Not Your Father's Advisor. That's found on the website, jessicaweaver.com. Here's her book, Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. We'll have more from her after this break, and then we'll wrap it all up and set you on your way. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Glad to be with you as we are every Thursday at this time. My in-studio guest today is Jessica Weaver, who's the author of Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. Here's her book, available on Amazon.com. So make sure that after listening to the show, you go out and purchase a copy. If you find yourself or if you know of someone who's in that transitional phase, in the process of getting a divorce, recently divorced, or whose spouse has unfortunately passed away, great advice from Jessica there that can help in that 1 to 2 year period and get you back into financial independence. So Jessica, again, thanks for joining me today. Really love having you here. But what have you found to be the most powerful tool that helps women make that change in their life?
Well, you're going to notice a recurring theme with me, and it's clarity. So to start, it's clarity in three different aspects of your life and your money. So we want clarity over what you want for this next chapter of your life. What do you want it to look like? And a lot of people never really thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So to begin, we'll sit down for our strategy session, which is where we look at where are you today, get an idea of where you want to be, and how do we get you there. So when if you don't know really want where you want to be, we go, all right, what do you want to get rid of in your life?
Right. Right,
maybe it's getting a housekeeper, never cleaning your house again. Maybe it's getting rid of this job you hate going to every day. Okay. Now, what do you want to add to your life? What do you want to add to it? How would you feel when you get there? And seeing, really, what is this new life that could be for you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you deserve for your life and your children's life also? And then what are the strategies out there to get there? One of the strategies is getting clarity over your money, where your money is going, where your money is, how it's invested, what type of accounts, and also you get paid and it just goes right out the window, doesn't it? Everything is so expensive, but it's really sitting down and seeing where actually is it going. And there usually is a bleeding spot or two.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a spot, one couple. Almost every time I have them fill out an expense worksheet so I can see where they're spending money, they were spending over $3,000 a month in food.
Nope.
They were spending a mortgage in food and had no idea about
it. I don't eat that well.
Yeah. So if we never sat down and had them go through it, they would have no idea. They would just keep spending money on that. And it's thinking about what is the fulfillment factor when you do spend your money. So it's you could spend the same amount of money on two things and feel differently about them. Maybe I spend $200 on a dress, and I might feel good about it, but then I try and jam it into my closet with 500 other dresses that look just like it. Or maybe I spend $200 on a painting of the beach, because my husband and I love going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to look at that painting for the next 20 years,
right.
And we both get to enjoy it. Well, I'd say the painting is definitely worth more than the dress, even though the price tag was the same.
Right. Very good. So let's run through the scenario. Woman goes to Amazon.com. She buys Strong Woman, Stronger Assets by Jessica Weaver. She reads the book. What is the usual next step for someone that has read your book? And I will preface that by saying, if you're a woman in this position, you should be motivated. You may already have the motivation. That's what made you buy the book. Mm-hmm. What's the next action step for them?
The next action step is what I talked about before, is that discovery call. You don't have to prepare for it. You can be in your PJs at home doing the call. It's very comfortable. You just have to be committed to opening up with me and talking about what are your concerns with money? What are your fears? Mm-hmm. What is holding you back? And what can we start tweaking today to get you that first step, right? That first step, it could be a tiptoe. It could be going online and just reading about my book. It could be listening to this, then buying the book, and then you start the momentum going forward. So really, it's just having a call.
You sound like you love your work.
I love my work. I do.
Now,
my poor husband listens to me rant all day long.
This is shameless plug time. Let's talk about the practice and the location and the website and the phone number.
Yeah, so we are in Somerville, New Jersey. My father's firm is Foran Financial Group. Foran is my maiden name. They are foranfinancialgroup.com. And I kind of created this own boutique firm within the firm because my father, he is amazing. He gave me so many great tools and the support. So now I can really focus on work that fulfills me and mm-hmm. gives me a lot of satisfaction, and that's working with women. So, and then my website, jessicaweaver.com, that has my blog, Not Your Father's Advisor, which is all categorized now, like you said. So if you're going there for retirement, divorce, or maybe just financial planning, it's all there for you. My upcoming events, I love running events for women throughout the year. I have my third roundtable coming up for my Strong Retirement Club.
Mm-hmm.
So the club is built by these women for these women. During the roundtable, we get into what are your actual fears and concerns coming up to retirement? Why does it seem so overwhelming to us? And all the questions that keep floating in our head and giving us more and more stress. Instead of me just pitching you what I think you need to know, we're actually going to address those core issues, those deep issues with it. So, again, we are in Somerville, New Jersey. Our phone number is 732-752-9191, or you can go to our website, foranfinancialgroup.com, or my website, jessicaweaver.com, to get more information.
Do people have to register for any of the events or book signings or anything like that?
For the events, they do, because we have limited seating for them. So my next roundtable for the Retirement Club will be in May.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a book signing coming up in June 2nd, at Allison Olivia, which is my favorite designer in New York City, by Bryant Park. They are donating 10% of their sales to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Excellent. And they also are giving you a discount of 10%. And there'll be champagne, which everyone loves, and food. They're going to cater for us.
So the date and location again?
June 2nd at Allison Olivia by Bryant Park in the city.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What is something that anyone listening today can do to get in control of their money? We talked first in the beginning of the show about how millennials aren't doing anything. And then even if you have a 401k and you've been working for 15, 20 years, you don't really, you see the statements come in, but someone else is in control. You know, human resources is sending the money off to Vanguard or Fidelity, but you're not in control. So what advice do you have for folks to get in control over their money?
To get in control of your money, it's really opening your eyes to where is all this money going? How is it being invested? It's building that structure. That's what people are wanting, some type of structure, which is what I go over in my money makeover program, where you have different buckets where you save into. And what does that money do for your life? And it's really getting clarity over what do you want it to do for your life? You know, in my program, I have one bucket for that year. You have to spend that money that year.
Right.
So that you're not always waiting and putting it off. And then you just become resentful to your job, to your money. And then another bucket, that becomes a third income for people. A second or third or fourth salary, which is nice to think of. And then the last bucket's retirement. And even if you don't think you're ever going to get to retirement, that might not be your choice. You might be laid off. You might have health issues. They're forcing that you have to retire. So even if you're a millennial who think it's never going to happen, it could happen and it might not be in your hands to make that decision. So that $50 when you start saving in your 20s makes such a difference. It might not make a difference to your life now, but when it's invested and you have the miracle compound interest, it makes a huge difference for your life later on.
So a few less Starbucks mocha frattes with double pumps and things like that, and a few less trips to the bar on the weekends, and you could have a nice nest egg down the road. We've been speaking today with Jessica Weaver, who's the author of Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. She's a financial planner at the Foran Financial Group in Somerville, New Jersey. Her website is jessicaweaver.com, and her blog is called Not Your Father's Advisor. Here's a copy of the book, Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. And again, if you find yourself in that transitional period, separation, divorce, or loss of spouse, I highly recommend that you pick up a copy of this book. And thanks again, Jessica, for joining me here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. You're welcome. Fun.
In sports, in NASCAR news, the teams are back on the track this week in the Riley Auto Parts 500 at Texas Motor Speedway. In NCAA men's basketball, Villanova is the 2018 national champion after defeating Kansas 79-62 Monday night. On the women's side, and it is strange to say that another name other than UConn, but Notre Dame is the ladies' 2018 national champion after defeating Mississippi State on a last-second buzzer beater by the score of 61-58. In Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Red Sox, White Sox, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National, the Mets, Pirates, and Diamondbacks lead their divisions. And if you are a golfer, this day can only be seen as a holy day of obligation as the Masters Golf Tournament gets underway at Augusta. If you need a note for your boss on why you were late getting back from lunch, just let me know. Again, I want to thank Jessica Weaver for joining me today. Remember to check out her blog called Not Your Father's Advisor on her website, jessicaweaver.com, and you can buy her book, Strong Woman, Stronger Assets, on amazon.com. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump ordered the National Guard to assist the Border Patrol in securing our nation's southwest border with Mexico. According to the White House, the president's decision reflects a lack of congressional action to reform our broken immigration system and strengthen our security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Kirstjen Nielsen is the Secretary of Homeland Security. She joined Fox News with a few more details on this plan.
The way this process works, as you might know, is we work with the governors and we work with the National Guard Bureau. So the idea here is to choose the different mission sets that the National Guard can perform to help our Border Patrol. So we have a variety of recommendations that we've made. We've started the negotiations. I've spoken with all the governors.
President Trump is en route to West Virginia for the fourth time during his presidency. Now the president is meeting with small business leaders and families who have benefited from the tax cuts he signed into law in December.